My next guest is with us here at WABC. It's an amazing addition. He's a super guy. He hasn't changed physically in 50 years. He looks exactly the way he did when he was on TV with Katie Tong, or any one of those famous people. And he does a great radio bit twice a day here on WABC. And he's got his own show coming up, I believe, on Sundays. I just love this guy. And he's been bestowed the great honor of Grand Marshal at the Greek parade coming up on April the 30th. Here's my friend Ernie Anastas.
Well, a very pleasant good morning, Sid. What a build-up that is. That's incredible. We can say the same thing about you and all the good people at WABC. I can't believe I'm following John Catsimatidis, you know, who's our fearless leader and who brings about a spirit of just doing your best. And I think we're so proud of that.
He really does, and he's an equal opportunity guy. He does give everybody a fair shake.
Sure.
And look, again, we're celebrating Greek people today, and he's Greek, and you're Greek. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book about it, obviously, and growing up Greek, and how he's been able to become one of the few billionaires in this country.
Sure.
What is your Greek influence? What has it done for you, Ernie, over your lifetime?
You know, I'll tell you something. I grew up in a wonderful Greek-American home in New England, and my grandfather was one of the first 100 ordained Greek Orthodox priests in America. He was a pioneer in the church. I was named after him, and, you know, he was just a gentle man who taught us respect in our home, and along with my mom, dad, my two sisters, and the rest of our extended family. I think, you know, the Greek spirit of honoring people and having that mutual respect, I think that's what unites us rather than divides us. And I learned that very, very early on in life. And I was very proud of my family and went on to go into broadcasting and had some success with this. And I've been very honored in many ways, and especially now being the Grand Marshal of the Greek Parade, which will be April 30th. But, I mean, it's just an honor to be in New York City. You know, this is the greatest city in the world. It's the melting pot. You know that. And, you know, we've done so many parades. Recently, just over the weekend, I hosted the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Rockland County, which was so much fun. But in the past, you know, I've also done other parades in New York, the Hispanic Parade, the Puerto Rican Day Parade, the Israeli Parade. But the Greek influences are very important to me, and I'm deeply indebted to the Greek Americans over the years who have supported me in so many ways, and I hope that I've been able to bring some honor to them as well.
You know, you talk about all these great parades and all the people that we do, all the ethnicities that we celebrate in the city, which is part of the reason why this is still the greatest city in the world. I mean, yes, it's a rough time. Let's not kid ourselves. Crime is out of control. It's dirty. It's filthy. There's homeless everywhere. There's more dog poop in the street than I like. I can tell you that. But with all that said, Ernie Anastas, I still think it's the greatest city. But my relatives and friends go, will you stop with that already? It used to be. It's not anymore. In fact, some of them moved to Florida, to Boca, just to get away from here. Do you still feel like this is the greatest city in the world?
You know, I do, and I think it's the way you look at things. I look at the history of our city, and I look at all the great things that have been done here, and I think about the future. You know, the whole thing about what I do on the air is positivity. I look at a problem, I look at a situation, and say, how can we make it better? How can we find a solution? You know, for years, Sid, how many times I went on the air every night on the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news, good evening, everyone, and then telling them why it wasn't. You know, what we need to do is give
That's
people
funny.
Hope.
Yeah.
So if New York is having its struggles, and we know that, you just cited some of the problems. But I look at that and I say, okay, if there's a problem, what can we do? Who's working at this? How can we push somebody a little more to say, make it better, make the city cleaner, make the city safer, okay, give us the pride back? You can do that. But we have to have people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and say, I'm going to make some changes here. And that's what I'm all about, positive change.
Yeah, you really are. I love what you do on this radio station. Of course, we play it on my show at 9:45 and then again in the afternoon. And it is positive, and it is. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's doable. People say, oh, you know, some people are way too positive. They live in a dream world, I guess, when you've made millions of dollars and things are great. But the one thing I notice about your reports, and I mean this, is that you talk about stuff that is tangible. You can make it happen. It's not just abstract hope.
Sure.
And I think that's when people start to realize how practical those reports really are.
Well, I think what it is you know, you're dealing with the reality. I mean, you know, you can't hide from the truth. So if there is a problem, for example, we talked about bullying, it's a real issue. It affects so many people, particularly our young. And I'm saying, okay, let me talk to some of the experts. What's being done? Are there programs in our school system? Is there something being done on the internet that is positive? So look for that. If we're talking about, you know, the recent problem with China and our spy balloons, okay, I talked to an expert. Are we safe? How is our system in place? What is the government doing? About banking, you know, okay, people are worried about their banks. Talk to an expert. Is your money safe? Yes, it is. FDIC is protecting you. There are other programs in place. So it's like turning around and saying, okay, this is a problem, but again, where's the hope? You know, Sid, if we take away hope, whether it's a political issue or whatever it happens to be, if we take away hope in life, you're lost.
Yep.
If you don't feel that you have a chance, this is what your life and this is what, let's say, our country is all about. The fact that you have an opportunity to say, I can make this happen, I can create this. And you know what? Talk about success stories. For so many years, we reward bad behavior. And a lot of people have come to me over 40 years being on the air and say, you know, Ernie, why is it that we always have to hear this negative? Because you know what? People want to hear the things that are going on. But at the same time, you have to make sure that you reward good behavior as well. Good behavior. People who are doing their job, people who are working hard at it, whether it's a school teacher, whether it's a cop on the beat, whether it's a political leader, whether it's a broadcaster, are they doing their work to make the thing better? That's the key to it. Can you make it better?
Yes. I agree with you 100%. Two minutes to go, Ernie. We've had this discussion before. One of the places, if you will, where it's gone sideways and Americans have lost all confidence, is in the business you're in, and you've been in, and you really marveled at, which is news. And again, we've talked about this before.
Sure.
It is so deeply divided. I can watch Joe and Mika on MSNBC or Bill Ritter on WABC tell the same story as Brian Kilmeade on Fox News, and yet deliver it from two different sides. And one side makes it look okay, one side makes it look terrible, and people have lost all faith and trust in the media. All of it. I mean, you've got your favorite guy. I understand that. But what happened to the days when I can watch Ernie Anastas on the news and he delivered the news without trying to convince me this story is good or bad?
Well, you know, Sid, that's a big issue that you're talking about, and it's an important one, and I have a lot of feelings about it. I think what we have to understand here is that there's so much competition. Okay? That's the bottom line. There's a lot of competition out there. There are so many sources that we never had before, whether it's the internet, cable, you name it. There are so many stations, there are so many outlets that you can get your news from. And as a result, you know, you have all of these varied opinions. Now, I'm all for defending the right of freedom of speech, okay? And I wouldn't censor the news. But I think the responsibility is that you have to stop and say, wait a minute, is this factual? Is this the truth? Is it news or is it views? Can we label it as such so that people can understand that this is someone's opinion, which is fine. But you know what? Let's make sure that people understand that and it's not misunderstood as being the truth or the facts. And I think that that's where the problem lies. You know, people are confused right now. And I talk to a lot of people and they say, Ernie, where do I get the truth?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that's a tough question to answer. Where do you get the truth?
Yeah.
I think that there are various sources that you go to, but I think you have to have a balance of information, and then you have to decide for yourself. I mean, I'm all for people being responsible. I think standards and practices are very important. We've lost a lot of that, and I don't want to put down a lot of my colleagues, and there are many of them, and I won't name them, who are really dedicated to doing a good job, who are really sincere about their journalistic responsibilities, and I applaud them. But there are others out there, and there are people who are on internet platforms where we don't have any standards and practices, and you can say and do whatever you want. This is where we have to be very careful.
Yep.
People have to understand that there's some truth somewhere, but they have to look for it, and it's a tough job.
It is tough. Ernie Anastas, it's a tough job, but man, you were and still are great at it. Congratulations. You're welcome on being the Grand Marshal. That is a great honor and well-deserved. You deserve it. And thank you for coming to this station and adding some real talent and class to our lineup.
We're excited about it, and we have a big party going on at the studio today.
Yep.
There are a lot of special guests, celebrities, and distinguished guests who are coming in, including the Archbishop of our Greek Orthodox Church, and many other people. There's a big party going on tonight at the Rainbow Room for the American Chamber of Commerce. John Katsimatidis and I and the rest of the people from WABC will be there. I'm going to teach you a little Greek before we go, all right, Sid?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. This is how you say ευχαριστώ. It's thank you. Ευχαριστώ. Can you say that?
Ευχαριστώ.
Ευχαριστώ. Όπα, γιάσου, and λαχάιμ.
Well done, Ernie Anastas. I love you, buddy. Great
love
job.
You back.
I love you so much, Ernie Anastas. And he went from the Greek right to lachaim.